Y'all mother truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass is it happy I ain't so sure what the fuck have we done edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming to all y'all mother truckers from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room, looking down on Hollywood, wondering what done went wrong with the world out there. Just spitting distance from the most famous of intersections anywhere, y'all. Hollywood and Vine, you know what I'm talking about. But you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. I tell you all the time, if you throw a mother trucking / listen behind that, you know what you're going to get? All the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. That's www.crabdiving.com /listen. Okay. Also, you can find the Hick on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. And you can also find me on the Facebook at facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Okay, y'all got all them particulars? Good. Oh, you can also find the Hick here on the Crab Diving Network every day on the 7s, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening, West Coast time. That'd be 10 East Coast. Do the math if you're anywhere else. I can't do it. My brains won't work. I do this shit early in the morning sometimes on account of I got this place I got to go to every day now because I have this lifestyle to maintain, which I guess I'm going to have to hold on to because we's about to be on a bumpy mother trucking ride across this country for the next couple of few 4+ years. I'm just saying is all on account of what has done happened. The American people done went and gone nuts. Just straight up nuts. I don't understand. People just, I said, you know what I both boiled this shit down to? Because we now have President Pumpkinhead, Fart Puss, Dead Mangy Fox, Trump. How the fuck does that shit happen? I don't understand. You know what? Actually, I kind of do understand because people are fed the fuck up. People are tired of the status quo up in freaking Washington. Like, politicians, if y'all don't fucking pull your head out your motherfucking ass and start paying attention to the world at large, we are all going to go down the crapper faster than we already are. We are now a fucking worldwide joke. We have President Mother Trucking Trump. Did you hear the words that just came out of my mouth? President motherfucking Trump. He is a freaking loud ass blowhard who can't take no criticism, but yet who do we like to blame for everything? Everything, everything, everything. If anything is wrong, who do we blame? President. Guess who's going to get all butt hurt every time we blame him for something, get on some kind of tweeting rampage with his little itty bitty vaina sausage fingers and just cause trouble and general fucking disarray. But no, that's what we're up against. So thank you, American people, for being such fucking sheep. I can't fucking believe how nobody has the ability to think for themselves and they all just live in constant fear that somebody is out to get them when really most people just want to go about their motherfucking day and not be bothered by people telling them what to do and what not to do. Exactly what you're asking for is what everybody else is asking for. So if we could all just get along, I say it here on the fucking Hick program all the time, it don't make no damn sense to me. The gospel according to Dolly. I'm telling you, just everybody get along, live and let live, and everything will be fine. But no, you have to go and vote in a pumpkin head. And no, I mean, I ain't saying that Hillary was perfect. Hillary has her flaws too. I challenge any one of you mother truckers to come up here and show me some perfect individual because I guarantee you that the people who purport to be perfect. Now, remember, the Hollywood Hick here grew up going to Southern Baptist Church in North Carolina in the South in that shame of a motherfucking state, North Mother Trucking Carolina. Hopefully that they're going to be getting rid of that god awful Pat McCrory governor. He's over there pitching a fit like, I'm not going to concede until we do the whole count, blah, 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 whatever. You lost, motherfucker. Motherfucker, you done went and lost. Because you know why? Because you just cheated North Carolina out of bazillions of dollars because you're a fucking pain in the ass, bigot, bitch ass motherfucker who thinks that you for fucking should tell people how to live their fucking lives when it doesn't matter to you in one little bit at all whatsoever. Because people who are transgender going to pee in the bathroom that they choose to pee in has never been an issue. And also the fact that people won't even concentrate on the fact that there is more to that fucking HB, whatever the fuck it was, bill that motherfucker put in trying to like discriminate against people. It got rid of freaking people being able to do things like, oh, I don't know, raise the minimum wage if they see so fit. There's more to it than just people where they want to pee, too. So pay attention to that. Like the fucking media. Also, I have issues with the media right now because you know what? I think people who are blaming the media, I think, are somewhat correct in their freaking whatever, finger pointing. Because it just was such a fucking shit show, and nobody would talk about any of the real issues or anything. It was just all about this and that, pussy grab this, email that. It's just like, honestly, it's so fucking embarrassing what this damn election turned into. Like, I'm embarrassed. Like, I don't want anybody to know I'm American. I'm just going to hide for the next 4 years. You know what I'm doing? I'm just like, fuck it. Y'all asked for it. Now you got it. Go for it. Do it. Do what you want. Because you know what? You ain't going to stop me from sucking whatever dick I feel like sucking whenever I feel like sucking it, as long as they are down with the cause. Because you know what that's called? Two consenting adults. You got that? So I don't care what y'all do, who I say I can and can't marry, who you say what you say I can and can't do, and what you think that your religious sensibilities are like, fitting, they're making you all upset because us homos like to do things that you don't like understand. When, right, in all honesty, we don't understand the things you do. We don't understand why you think it's okay to discriminate in the name of some god that you have like put on up on some pedestal. I don't understand. Because from what I understand, because remember, I did go to Southern Baptist Church growing up, right? I went to freaking Vacation Bible School. I went to Sunday school class. I went to all of that shit. And I challenge any of you to find this Jesus that y'all talk about to be the kind of person who would be doing the shit that you're doing, because he wasn't that kind of person from what I was taught, because he was the one who usually looked out to reach out a hand to the people who were somewhat less fortunate. I remember a group of lepers he might have been helping out at one point, when everybody was like, how can you go up in there and help them lepers? Or you hear that story about the Good Samaritan who helped somebody who was like laid up on the side of the road. Y'all wouldn't do that. You'd be like, you're a homo. Bye, Felicia. That's how that shit would go down. It doesn't make any sense to me. And this whole freaking thing doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it. I understand that people are fed up with the status quo. And to be quite honest, I am to a certain extent as well. I have had it. I'm tired of fucking people. I'm tired of everybody thinking that their way is the only way. It's there's many ways that we can do. You can go. You can worship whatever the fuck you want to worship. I don't care. Just don't try to force me to have to worship the same shit you did, because I ain't down with the cause. I have a different vantage point. I not only witnessed, but I lived the freaking horribleness of those kind of people growing up where I grew up. People are just downright horrible, and then they try to do it under the guise of some sort of religion, which is, that's also doing your religious a complete disservice, by the way, mother truckers. Complete and utter disservice. I don't even understand why y'all think that you're not, because you're just so blinded by your freaking self-righteous bullshit that you can't see the freaking light of day. Makes no damn sense to me. Makes absolutely no sense to me. But the thing that scares me, okay, the whole thing about this is, look, they're going to do whatever the fuck they're going to do, right? Because they done got the Congress, they done got the Senate, they done got the president. So at least for another couple of years here, we're going to have a whole bunch of crazy nonsense. People are going to be trying to undo everything Obama done did. Even though a lot of it is good. And the thing is, they blame him for a bunch of shit that the reason it's so fucked up is because they wouldn't let him do it the way he wanted to. They had to do it in some kind of convoluted backwards ass way. Take Obamacare, whatever you want to call it, the Affordable Care Act, which you really should be calling it, because he just tried to freaking get people insurance who didn't have the means to get insurance any other way. But then you stand in the way so horribly and you do all of these things to make it so fucking difficult. And then on the flip side, you just want to point the finger at him. No, you need to turn that finger around and start pointing it in the direction it needs to be pointed in, because if you had allowed people to do something in a logical and freaking, like, I don't know, maybe we'll just go illogical. I couldn't come up with any other adjectives, but fuck, god damn it, just if you let somebody do something they wanted to do and at least give it a chance. But you can't do that because it wasn't my idea. You're not gonna play my game, then I'm going home. You're like a little fucking spoiled ass bitch ass bitch of a kid who needs to be fucking beat within an inch of his life. Yes, the Hollywood hick said it. I am a firm believer that sometimes children need to be spanked, that you need to spank their ass, and you need to spank it good, because children need something to be scared of, and they ain't got nothing to be scared of right now on their little apathetic little shit who wouldn't go out and vote because, like, I don't like nobody, so I ain't voting. One, you're voting on more than president, okay? So that you need to keep in your mind right now. And you need to pay a little bit of fucking attention, okay? Pull your fucking head out of your ass. It ain't all about you and your goddamn motherfucking participation trophies, okay? So, the youths of America, pull your mother trucking head out your mother trucking ass and get some mother trucking sense, okay? Okay. All right, I'm going to talk about this just for another high minute, because my inner hell note is raging up, and now all my rainbow sparkles and sunshine that I have been trying to put back after that horrible, awful Tuesday that we just had I'm telling you, there is almost not enough Dolly in the world to bring me back to reality. But I'm getting there. I'm trying to accept and move on. Because this is the other thing. I will say this, too. Okay, I didn't vote for him. I don't like him. I don't have very much respect for him, but I have respect for the office. And so that means I have to figure out a way to have some sort of a modicum of respect for the man who actually won. He won fair and square. He didn't win the popular vote, but he won the Electoral College, and that's how it works. So we have to just accept that and move on with our lives. That's just how it is. So hopefully in 4 years, somebody named Elizabeth Warren will start running for president, and I will have a lady president in the office and one who can kick some serious ass, because I love that woman, and I think that she would be a bitch ass bitch of a president in a good way. I'm just saying. But this is what worries me the most right now, y'all. This is what worries me the most. I'm worried for my peoples, because now with these, because also that vice president we got coming up, that Pence motherfucker, is straight up stone cold evil. Evil to the core kind of evil. Just horrible, awful, evil, awful, hateful, horrible person who just does not want anybody doing anything that he don't do himself. So as long as it's got to be condoned by him and his self-righteous, bitch-ass, bigoted, freaking backwards-ass, stupid fucking religious bullshit way of doing shit. No, absolutely not. Do whatever the fuck you want, Mike. Keep your fucking nose out of my business. If I want to go over there and just have me some sexy times with a sexy fella, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to get naked and have me some sexy times with a sexy fella. And guess what's that going to do to you? Absolutely nothing. You know why? Because you shouldn't be paying attention to what I'm doing in my bedroom anyhow. Because if it makes you so uncomfortable and so disgusted, I don't know why you spend so much time thinking about it. Only thing that makes me think that you spend so much time thinking about it is because you're thinking of doing it. That's the only thing that I can think of that would make me want to make me even be able to think that you would should spend so much time thinking about what us homos do with our private times. I'm just saying this out. It don't make no sense. But over here on this slot website, part of the Jezebel people, used to be the Gawker people till that fucking homo ruined it. What's his name? I forget. Athene, whatever. Bitch ass bitch. Took down one of my favorites. I hate him. If I ever saw him walking down the street, I probably wouldn't be able to hold back a few choice words I'd have to say for him, and or maybe a kick to the nutsack and just run for my life and hope that he doesn't try to sue me for $500 million too, right? But this is what scares me right now, is that now this is going to freaking put a fire under the ass of all of these awful, hateful, bigoted, bitch ass people who think that us homos shouldn't be allowed to just have a life and do whatever we want to do as long as we ain't hurting nobody and go on with our day. Right. Well, they think that they got to get all up in our business. And because things that make them uncomfortable is what they want to think about most, they think about only this. So now it says over here on this slot website, Trump win galvanizes NOM, which is the National Organization for Marriage, to make life hell for LGBT Americans, right? Which is what they're pretty much planning on doing, because they just been sitting there just looking like Mr. Burns on The Simpsons, like doing their fingers all nefarious like and shit, right? But it says right here, the National Organization for Marriage, which is a bunch of bitch ass bitches that need to be freaking slapped across the face, as far as I'm concerned. Which campaigned unsuccessfully against the legalization of same amendment, unsuccessfully, because you know what? Because discrimination is horrible, no matter how you look at it. I don't care. If I started coming around going, like, if we started going around saying anybody who goes to church should not have any rights at all whatsoever. If you decide to support this God of yours, then whoever it may be, we don't know. Could be Jesus, could be God, could be Allah, could be whoever, because we really don't know. There ain't no physical evidence here that I'm aware of, right? But what I'm saying is, if we started going after them in the fashion that they go after us, could you imagine the fucking level of crazy that they'll be coming at with us? It's ridiculous. But it says here, they campaigned unsuccessfully against the legalization of same-sex marriage in the U.S., has announced plans to come roaring back into action in light of Donald Trump's election. Now, this mirror, Donald Trump used to not be such a conservative pain in the ass. So I had this one little glimmer of hope up inside of me, right, that a lot of this was a ruse just to get these people riled up to vote for him. And then now that he's up in there, he's going to not be quite so horrible. We'll see if that pans out. I don't know. But he used to not be this bad. I'm hoping and praying that he to Dolly, pardon, not Llama, and I'm just saying, like, I just hope there's, like, that some of it was an act just to get into office, and now he's not going to be quite so horrible. I mean, I can hope and aspire, right? And really, I ain't got no other choice. But goes on and says, President-elect Trump will now turn his attention to governing, and the National Organization for Marriage is committed to working with him. We are confident that our voice and our views will be important in the Trump administration. Please, Pumpkinhead, please, please, please just ignore these bitches. Just ignore them. You got bigger problems. Like, I support you on your, when you said in your concession, not your concession speech, your acceptance, but whatever, when you fucking won, you were talking about how you wanted to put resources and money and time into infrastructure. You know what, dude? I am fully down with that shit. We got bridges collapsing all over the place. Shit just about to fucking give up. This country's about to just fall apart at the seams because we ain't paid attention to that. So if you put a lot of money, resources into that and actually get some shit done, more power to you, right? And if you actually do this whole thing about congressional term limits, I'm down with that too, because I'm sick of these bitch asses being in there forever and ever and ever doing the same horrible, awful shit over and over and over again. No, you got to have some new blood come in to try to, like, bring this shit up to fucking current times, because we are going backwards, backwards, no forwardsness, backwardsness. That's it. But this thing goes on and says, imagine the selective cognition. Oh, why do they got to use words? It's hard for me to say. Imagine the selective cognition necessary to keep, what the fuck, moving on. I don't even know what that word means. To keep pushing for a cause after precisely nothing bad happened when you didn't get your way the first time. That's exactly it. What, you're freaking making the shit up. You want it to be so badly that you just have convinced yourself that it's just this horrible, awful thing to the world, and it's really not caused any problems at all whatsoever. Really, like, the fact that two dudes adopted a kid and that kid turns out normal, what the fuck does that have to do with you? Honestly, does it have anything to do with you? Different is not bad in every situation. Different can be good. When somebody comes out with a new and different idea, sometimes you need to look at that and say, like, oh, look at that, a different viewpoint. I didn't think of that, bitches. Says here, in fact, instead of societal unraveling, marriage equality actually had a quantifiable positive effect on the United States. According to a Williams Institute estimate, same-sex marriage created $1.58 billion in national revenue and $102 million in state and local sales tax revenue in the year following the Supreme Court's blah, 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 Obergefell, God, that's a hard name to say, versus Hodges ruling. Right. So basically, the only thing that came out of homo marriage was we put money into the fucking economy, you bitch ass bitches. What are you doing? No, you're sitting over there fucking hoarding shit. Bunch of bitch ass bitches. Makes me so angry. I don't understand. But goes on to say, but who cares about facts and numbers when you got principles to uphold in the interest of making yourself money and not feeling like the culture has deemed your existence irrelevant? Like, yeah, but it's like, it's okay. Just go shoot us up in nightclubs in Orlando. That's what these people want. They, like, I guarantee there's some of those people who think that that's some freaking sign from God that homos are horrible. Not the fact that there's just horrible freaking people who think it's appropriate to go into a club and shoot up a whole bunch of people who are just out having a good time. It just makes no fucking sense to me. But apparently this NOM group, this National Organization for Marriage, has laid out its plan in a series of bullet points. All right. So this is what these bitch ass bitches are planning on doing first. Right. We will work with President Trump to nominate conservative justices to the United States Supreme Court, individuals who will adhere to the words and the meaning of the Constitution that you do not understand. That's the thing. Y'all don't even understand the Constitution. You have no clue what this Constitution means. You have no clue. You don't understand that the Constitution basically was saying, like, come over here. People can do what they want to do. We're not going to have people over here telling them what to do all the time. If you want to, like, worship this, go for it. If you want to worship that, go for it. If you don't, cool with me too, right? But now, these people are like, if you don't do it exactly the same way I do it, then that is wrong, and the whole world is going to come to the end because you people are bringing us all down because you have a different point of view than what I've got, and my point of view is the only point of view that should ever be felt by anyone ever in any place at all. I don't understand. But goes on and says, such justices will inevitably reverse the anti-constitutional fuck you with a goddamn hot poker ruling of the Supreme Court imposing same-sex marriage on the nation in the Obergefell decision, because that decision lacked any basis in the Constitution, aside from the fact that our Constitution is kind of written in a way to not discriminate against bitches, okay? We don't want discrimination in this country. People don't want to be discriminated against. Just because somebody is different doesn't make them wrong. I don't understand why different is so scary to you people. You know why you're scared? Because you're seeing it slip from your grasp. You might have got this win with this pumpkin head win. But you know what? Honestly, I have a feeling these fuckers are going to fuck it up so bad. They're going to be like, oh my God, take it back. Take it back, please. Fix it. Help. 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 We ain't going to say we was wrong, but we're just not going to, like, we're just not going to say we was right, bitches. Next thing they say, we will work with President Trump to... I can't believe I have to say President motherfucking Trump now. This is just ridiculous. Ridica mother trucking list. I can't. But we'll work with President Trump to rescind the illegal overreaching executive orders and directives issued by President Obama, including his dangerous gender identity directives, because that affects you in such a horribly, 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 horribly profound way. The fact that somebody might have a gender identity crisis and they would want to explore, like, maybe this is not exactly how I want to live my life. Like, none of that has any bearing on you. I don't understand why you think that, like, it doesn't affect your day to day in any way at all whatsoever. If you don't want to hang out with transgender people, guess what you can do? Not hang out with transgender people. It's just how it is. I choose not to hang out with freaking super religious conservatives because you get on my last damn nerve. I actually don't like to hang out with super left-wing people anyway. I wish this country would come to some sort of compromise in the middle, because if anybody paid any attention at all whatsoever to how the history works, then you would see that the only time this country does well is when there's a freaking middle ground and people are compromising and getting along and just doing shit. But no, nobody wants to do that. It's all this freaking, if you don't play my game, then I'm going home nonsense. Well, you know what? You can shove that where the sun don't shine, because you can see that fucking tactic ain't been working too well. I don't know why you just keep beating on it like a dead horse. It's like this trickle-down economic shit. How many times will you have to try it to find out that it fails? Ridiculous, right? But there... it goes on and says to another, we will work with President Trump, oh God, I hate saying that, to reverse policies of the Obama administration that seek to coerce other countries into accepting same-sex marriage as a condition of receiving U.S. assistance and aid. Yes, because you know what? We do not think, a lot of us do not think, that you should be allowed to discriminate against somebody just because they're a little bit different than you. It's like beating a dead horse. Hear me having to say the same shit over and over because you people are fucking fundamentally horrible. Just straight up stone cold mother trucking mother trucking fucking bull. That's all I gotta say on that. This goes on and says, well, it is fundamentally wrong for a president to become a lobbyist for the LGBT agenda. He's the president. He's supposed to support causes that he believes in, because that's sort of part of the job. And goes on, we are confident that will end in the Trump administration. You know what it's going to end in? It's going to end in wasting a whole bunch of money, a whole bunch of time, and a whole bunch of resources, because the ACLU, the HRC, all these different organizations are going to be suing the fuck out of you constantly. And it's just going to be a constant battle. It's going to be spinning wheels. Ain't nothing going to happen, when all you really need to do is just open your eyes to the world that's out there and realize that homos ain't going away and weed is about to become legal everywhere. Oh, which, by the way, one glimmer of hope, weed will be legal in California come 2018. So get ready for 2018, because I think we're going to need it to calm our nerves because of what's about to go down come, what is it, February, when they like swear this fool in. Oh, my God, I don't even want to think about it. Goes on, got one more thing. They say, we will work with President Trump and Congress to pass the First Amendment Defense Act, which Mr. Trump supports. The First Amendment Defense Act is critical legislation to protect people who believe in marriage from being targeted by the government for persecution. Okay, but what if I believe in a different idea of marriage? Like, why is your idea the only idea that is valid? That's what I don't get. I don't get, just because it's been going on forever doesn't mean that it's right. A lot of things, slavery went on for a long, 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 long time. It don't mean that was right. There's a whole bunch of shit. It's just like, you, please. This is 2016. It is not 1816, okay? It's a marked difference. You dumb fucking bitch-ass bitches, pull your head straight up out each other's ass and realize that there is an enormous world out there full of all kind of different people, and that ain't going away, y'all. I'm just saying is all, y'all. Oh, Lordy Jeebus. But this thing goes on and says, now these people who bolster their caustic rhetoric with lies Which is, that's the thing. They just lie to people, and then these people just eat it up because people do not possess the ability to think for themselves anymore. They are sheep, sheeple. That's what people call them, sheeple. Like, you, okay, I will prove to you that people are complete and utter sheep. You can tell. I can tell you the one way you can tell. Next time you're in some parking garage, that when you're leaving that parking garage, you're like coming down a ramp, and then all of a sudden it branches out, and you've got like three or four choices to leave the parking garage, right? You got to stick your little ticket in. The arm opens up, you can go. Now, when you're doing that, watch. 90% of the people will follow the car in front of them, even though they've got two other options that are probably wide open. They could just pull up, stick their ticket in, and move on with their life. But no, they're such fucking sheep and unable to think for themselves, they follow the car in front of them and create a clusterfuck because nobody can get to the ones that are open because their dumb bitch ass is sitting there in the way because all they know how to do is follow what is in front of them. I'm telling you, that is a prime example. You can see how people are straight up sheep. Sheeple, 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 and it's an embarrassment. Learn to use your fucking brain. You can agree with somebody, but don't just blindly follow, because that's just the way that we end up in the situation that we're in right now. But this goes on and says, feel emboldened. Okay, these people who bolster their caustic rhetoric with lies feel emboldened and like they have a leg to stand on, courtesy of our country and our president. Imagine caring this much about an idea over actual human lives. That's what I've been saying. Like, care about something that actually matters, that would actually do some good in the world. Because that seems awfully, what's the word? American, which it really should. So this fucking whatever. That's all I'm saying on this. Like, fuck this country. Fuck everybody as far as I'm concerned right now. I'm not happy with them. I'm trying to accept. I'm doing better. But when y'all fuck it all up, I'm just going to be like, we're just going to have a big, I told you so. I done told you so. Now that you got your way and done fucked it up even worse, I told you so. Okay? Because if you start cutting all these people's taxes, then how the fuck are you going to pay for all of this shit that you keep saying that you're going to do that requires a lot of money? Like throwing a whole bunch of money back into the military, where that going to come from? Think it just falls out the sky? No. Pick it on trees? No. Pull it out your ass? No. Dumb fucking bitch ass bitches. My inner hell no has done gone on tilt. We need to talk about some people that make me feel better about myself or something, because this is straight up stone cold ridiculous mother trucking lust, right? Well, what else am I going to talk about here? This is getting good. This is getting good because I think I talked about this last episode too, but this whole Mariah Carey getting divorced shit. See, we're moving on. We are moving on to things that matter now, like Mariah Carey getting divorced, because this is way more fun to talk about. But Mariah Carey's getting divorced from that James Packer fella, right? And I think he just finally got fed the fuck up with her, right? Completely fed the fuck up. And I was reading, so did I save it? Fuck. You know, I'm a little bit discombobulated. And I'm not, I'm actually ill-prepared for this episode of Hollywood Hick, but I felt like I needed to talk about this election, but now I can't talk about this election anymore because it done got me all riled up, right? But Mariah Carey is apparently now getting blasted by one, Wendy Williams, who I really quite enjoy. She has her talk show and she does her Hot Topic thing, right? Apparently, she was calling, like, she loves to call people out on there. And people get all kind of butt hurt over her all the freaking time, right? But I was reading this because a couple of times lately, Wendy has gone off on people and there's people who got upset. Now, I don't know if Mariah has responded yet, but Wendy is on to something. Because, I was talking about Mariah last time. Like, I think Mariah is straight up crazy, y'all. I think that there's a screw loose in that. Like, people have just, like, convinced her that she is way better a human being than she really is. I don't know what people find so fascinating. Like, her music, is to me, is okay. Some songs I like better than others. I find her voice thin. I don't feel like she's taking care of it. I don't think she can sing like she used to. So this whole, like, diva shit that she pulls right now, I think is, like, completely 100% unwarranted. So I'm starting to think that I'm on James Packer's side. Because I know this is horrible, and people say, like, you are slut shaming, and I'm probably not slut shaming, but whatever. She's got those cheeks of hers, like, she's got a Miss Piggy thing going on, as far as I'm concerned. Like, to her face, I don't care how skinny or thick she gets, she's always got this Miss Piggy thing going on in her face, and I think it's something to do with her cheek implants. They're just a little too high, and just, I don't know, it's just a Miss Piggy thing I get from her all the time. And that might just be me, might be other people, I don't know. People probably gonna be upset with me for calling Mariah Carey Miss Piggy, but I don't really care, to be quite honest, because I'm just saying it's a vibe. I'm not saying she is Miss Piggy, but I'm just saying there's a Miss Piggy-ness that I can't not see whenever I look at her. That's just how it is, right? Well, apparently here over on the Daily News says Wendy Williams blames Mariah Carey's diva antics for her split from James Packer. And I think Wendy is right. I'm down with Wendy. So it says here, Wendy Williams thinks Mariah Carey's diva antics caused her split from James Packer. Mariah, this is a quote from Wendy right here. Mariah, I told you he wouldn't marry you. I told you your antics would make him sick, which I did. Like, honestly, like, if you want $50 million just because somebody just said, you know what, I decided I don't know if I can put up with you and your craziness. I ain't going to marry you no more. My people done got to me. I don't care if you say Scientology done got to me. All these other people got to me. Like, what really got to me is your level of crazy was more than I could handle for an extended period of time. I have come to my senses and I am not about to marry crazy, because marrying crazy only begets more crazy. I support you, James. I'm on your side. Says here, the outspoken talk show host found herself divulging into Carey's love life during a completely unrelated interview with the television network. What television network? I don't know. Williams referred to the Heartbreaker singer as a mess and called for her to tone it down. You go, Wendy, because it's the truth. You are a mess and you need to tone it down. Yes, I'm telling you, like, I the false sense of grandeur up in there. Because really, I don't know why people pay her so much money to sing live anymore. I've watched it on television and other things. It is not good. Her voice is thin. She has not taken care of it. She thinks if she sleeps in a room full of humidifiers, it's going to fix her voice. And that ain't it. Do you know what to fix your voice? Training it, practicing it, working it, like Barbra Streisand done did, like Trisha Yearwood's done did, I can't say Adele, because her voice to me isn't as good. She had that surgery, and ever since, I don't think it's that great, and I find Adele highly overrated these days. So, and that's a personal opinion there as well. I don't care if you Adele fans won't come down on me. I don't give a fuck. I'm entitled to my opinion. I can say whatever the fuck I want. It's the Hollywood Hicks, my goddamn program. And if you love Adele and you're all up in her jock, then fine, get up in her jock. I just find her highly overrated, and that Send My Love to You song, if I have to hear it on the radio one more fucking time, I'm going to punch a bitch in the throat. I'm just saying. That's just how I feel. It's a horrible song. It's not good. The other stuff is just insufferable. I'm sick of it. All sounds alike. Everything. I'm done. Like, that first couple of albums, that Rumor Has It song from that one album. Now, that's a tits song. But some of the, I'm over it, Adele. Over it. I digress. Back to my Mariah Carey story. Wendy Williams went on and said, because of Mariah's diva antics, I want to send her a box. This is the line that I really like a lot. I want to send her a box of cats, because with an attitude like that, no man is going to stick around. They'll go out with you, but it's not going to last. No man wants this all the time. Tone it down. Put on a t-shirt. Get the wings. Eat with your fingers. Dolly bless Wendy Williams. Right there in that quote, she breaks it down exactly what Mariah Carey needs to do. I'm telling you, Wendy's right. And I'm sure Mariah's going to get all butt hurt, because everybody gets all butt hurt whenever Wendy calls people out on their bullshit. But I love me some Wendy Williams. She's generally talking the truths that people don't want to hear, or things that people probably should in good company shouldn't say. But at the same time, she's not really wrong here. Because she says, because of your diva antics, I want to send you a box of cats. That's perfect. She said, because you're going to need some company, because ain't no man going to stick around with you for long to keep acting this way, especially no man with that kind of money. You might get you some little freaking boy toy like Jennifer Lopez did and have him stick around because you're paying for everything. But then again, you're paying for everything. And to be quite honest, I think that's what you're doing. Didn't you hook up with some dancer of yours now to try to rub it in everybody's face? Like, look how fabulous I am. Because really what I think is, I think you're like, look how insecure I am, and how everything is crumbling around me, and my diva-ness done got me in trubs again. And I'm not believing it, but she is. I now that I say that out loud, I realize she is. She's running around with some one little dancer, he's a little hottie, and she's like dancing, running around with him, trying to make everybody think that she's all super fabulous and stuff, when really it's like, Mariah, girl, one, you are aging, and two, your voice isn't holding up, and three, you look ridiculous, woman. You look ridiculous. But this thing to go on and says that Carey and her Australian billionaire beau split in October after becoming engaged back in January. The pair reportedly called it quits after getting into an altercation while yachting in Greece. The 46-year-old singer also recently finalized her divorce with Nick Cannon. See, that's why they didn't get married already, because Nick Cannon was like, not till you pay a brother out are we going to sign these divorce papers. So what I understand, what I heard, now this is all speculation and rumor and maybe off of the blind gossip site, but what I heard was the reason she's insisting on this James Packer giving her so much money is because she felt that she was like, all right, well, I'm going to marry him. I'm guaranteed a $50 million golden parachute. This don't work out, so I can pay this one off with $30 million. Then I got $20 million on the flip side for when this don't work out and I move on. And then that James Packer got smart, and he was like, you know what? I decided to keep my $50 million. You can have that ring, but I will keep the $50 million By not marrying your ass, because that means I ain't entitled to give you shit, because we are just engagerated. And when you're engagerated, that means you ain't marriated. And so, yeah, that's that. But apparently the breakup between, apparently, no, this shit has been highly publicized everywhere as the singer continues to demand more and more from her ex. Like, really, like $50 million just because you decided not to marry me. Can I hook up with somebody that for like, what, January to October for 10 months? I will hang out with somebody for 10 months for $50 million. I'll suck your dick even for $50 million. And apparently she didn't even put out. That's probably another reason why she didn't get married. Because you want to know what? You want to try that shit out before you fucking go and marry it. I don't care. All these people say the no sex before marriage, I think you are straight up stone cold stupid. Because what if you got a pillow queen on your hands? And I fucking get the feeling that Mariah Carey might be one of those pillow queens I'm talking about. And by a pillow queen, I mean the kind that just lay there and expect you to do all the work. I hate that. That ain't gonna happen. You better participate. You better get up in there and act like you got some skills, or else the Hollywood hick will be kicking your ass to the curb and going to find somebody who does. Because I'm gonna throw it down, and I expect you to throw it down, and that's how it works. But I get the pillow queen vibe from her, where she just lays there expecting to like luxuriate in some rose petals or some shit, and then have these people take care of her when she really needs to be getting up on it, reverse cowgirling that dude and giving it to him freaking harder and better. And she might be married now, but you know what? She didn't do it. She wants to pretend like she's some sort of lady, and I ain't completely buying that either. But this story goes on. I keep digressing, but we're still on subject. We're just digressed into a different aspect, so I guess I'm doing better. But says Carey refused to leave the lavish California home the couple shared together and requested Parker purchase another home in LA following the split. She also plans that, says basically she's like, you broke up with me, so I'm keeping your house. Like, that is some straight up bitch behavior, especially when you are rich as fuck and you probably got a house just down the street somewhere anyway that you could just go plop your fucking diva ass in, right? No, not Mariah Carey. Self-entitled bitch ass bitch. Like, honestly, like, Mariah girl, I am still so on Wendy's side on this one. She also plans to keep the $10 million engagement ring that was given to her by her former fiancé. Williams, 52, Williams has been married for 20 years. And she was like, she goes, I don't think Mariah needs to change who she is, but she needs to find the right person who would put up with that mess. Bad for her love life, but great for our watching, which is actually true. So that's very, 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 very true. Very true. But Wendy Williams ain't just letting it go with whatchamacallit, Mariah Carey, right? Because apparently she won't hold back on nobody. She ain't holding back on nobody. And apparently she went in on that, because what's her name? That Black China done went and got knocked up by Rob Kardashian. I know I ain't supposed to talk about these cunt trashy peoples, but this makes me laugh because what? That Black China, I think she's a complete straight up stone cold gold digger, right? Like she saw opportunity. She's like, this Rob Kardashian is fat as fuck. He has got the diabetes from being fat as fuck. He's a straight up mess. He's done shunned his family. He's all upset. All this stuff. She's like, I'm going to go up in there. I'm going to get on that. And I'm going to get me a reality television program out of it. And I'm going to milk this for everything it's worth. I'm going to get this fucker to knock me up so that way he can't get rid of me for at least 18 years. And I'm just going to ride this as far as I can ride it. So our friend Wendy pretty much called her out on that. Now, if this stupid computer would work and open up the web page I was trying to get it to open up, which is my beloved TMZ, I'd be telling you what they had said. But seeing as this fucker has just decided to not open a fucking thing, I'm not going to be able to tell you that. This is making me nuts. It's like the internet's done pooped out here at the Hollywood Hit Compound. I ain't making this up. I hate fucking computers sometimes. Just work. It's just a fucking web. It's TMZ. It's one of the biggest websites out there. You should just open it right up. But no. What do you do to me? You just sit here, leave me hanging. Ain't got nothing to say to my peoples. They're waiting on me to pontificate on some Wendy Williams and Black China nonsense. And you know what's happening? Nothing. Absolutely mother trucking nothing. Yeah, it won't even fucking scroll, y'all. This is almost worse than a fucking autoplay video. And you know how I feel about an autoplay video. I want to punch a bitch in the throat because of an autoplay video. I'm just saying is all. Like, it won't even click on the goddamn search window. It won't even type. What the fuck is wrong with this thing? How would you go to fucking... Okay, find a mother trucking Lee up in here. Fucking computers, I swear... We are so beholden to these things when really I just want to drop kick this piece of shit into fucking next goddamn week. It ain't doing jack. not Jack. Whatever. Here we go. Finally, this one opened it up. I had to go to a completely different browser. It still won't even hardly scroll. I don't know what the fuck pissing me off. But over here on my beloved TMZ site, right, says Black China calls out Wendy Williams. Don't cover my family. I'm trying to put some feeling in that, like I'd sound like Black China, but I don't know if I did a very good job. But fuck a duck. It won't even goddamn scroll. But apparently, over on the Wendy Williams program, she was calling her out pretty much for being a gold digger, I think, and like trying to just milk this for whatever she can get and get some 5 minutes or 15 maybe of fame out of this thing, because she's doing a damn good job of that. I'll have to give her props on that, this Black China. But says here, Black China just unleashed an all-out verbal assault on Wendy Williams after the talk show host targeted Rob Kardashian because he is a fat fuck. He needs to go on a freaking diet and freaking run a couple of laps. I'm just saying is all, especially if you got the diabetes. You need to take care of yourself. But apparently, Williams went in on China and Rob for a solid 5 minutes on her show last Friday, saying China's only using Rob for personal gain. I agree 100%, Wendy. I is on your side. And calling the old Rob thinner, smarter, and more confident. China clearly got word of the show segment because she went ballistic on Williams come Saturday in an Instagram post. Apparently, China fired off, "So funny how you love to talk about Rob and his insecurities like at a point in time you wasn't a fat 400-pound ass bitch on the radio." Like, I do love when these people just get all kind of belligerent. And, oh, yeah, Wendy Williams was fat, but guess what? She ain't now. So that's kind of her point. She's like, you know what? I was fat, too, and now I have, like, got my shit together, and I ain't no freaking house of a house. And maybe you want to do this for your fiancé and, like, make him a little bit not so gross. Just saying is all. Black China went on and said, "You go out there talking about my family like you just hit the pipe backstage." China's most creative zinger landed at the end, apparently, where she said, "Your horse face ass woke up on the wrong side of the stable and decided to go overboard with your fuckboy comments. Bitch, fuck you." So I love when people get all irate on here. So apparently Black China is not happy with Miss Wendy Williams at all whatsoever. And I was trying to click on this other one that I had clicked on earlier, but this fucking shit will not. It refuses. It 100% refuses to just fucking do anything. So you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna close your ass, because you know what, computer, I still have a modicum of control over your ass, even though you won't even do that shit. Like, what the fuck is I clicked on T and motherfucking Z, dudes. It's not like I clicked on the fucking, I don't get it. All right, well, Safari, you can suck a fart out of my ass because you ain't doing shit. But Chrome is coming in to save the day. So Chrome, thank you very much for coming to the Hollywood Higgs freaking rescue, right? Oh, except for fuck you and your goddamn autoplay videos. Why do people think that I automatically want to hear your fucking shit on here? If I want to watch your goddamn video, I will click on it. Give me the option. Do not force it down my throat. I swear to God, if I didn't want to talk about this right now, I would be fucking saying, E-News, you can suck a fart out of my ass too. I'm coming over there right now. I know where you live. I'm about to fuck a bitch up. But moving back to our story at hand, apparently Wendy Williams, who I kind of like, has like had a lot of feuds over the years, right? And people get all kind of butthurt with her. Like, she's gone in on Beyonce before. It says over here on this, says, the talk show host unleashed some serious issues with the Bayhive when she went after Queen Bee, not once, but twice, y'all, right? In 2012, this is what she said. I love Wendy Williams. She says, "I'm a Beyonce fan. I'm going to be watching this documentary even if she doesn't introduce us to new stuff. I'm watching. I'm watching because, fortunately, one of the TVs in our kitchen has closed captioning, so I'll be able to understand what she says. You know Beyonce can't talk. Beyonce sounds like she has a fifth grade education. She can't talk," which is true. Beyonce sounds that way sometimes. Like, she tries to, and I think she's sweet and she's a very talented performer, but I think all of her education went into performing and not into learning things. And so that's where it is. But apparently people got all kind of butthurt over that, right? Apparently this year she also criticized Beyonce's Lemonade album, accusing her of manipulating the media to sell albums, and even went as far as stating she believed Bay and Jay-Z paid Rachel Roy to take part in the drama because apparently everybody wanted her to be, thought she was this Becky with the good hair, right? So apparently everybody was upset about that. Well, she didn't just let that go. Apparently she went in on that Ariana Grande, which now I used to call her a 12-year-old little like overly sexualized thing, which I think she still is because she looks super young for her age. But she like, and that's what Wendy Williams was saying here. So apparently people got all butt hurt when Wendy Williams said this. See, I agree with Wendy Williams on a bunch of shit. She's 21. She'll forever look 12. And I don't mean that in a good way. It's nice to look younger than you are. But when you look too young and then you're short, she's only like 4'11". I don't look at her like a woman, which is true. Like, she's growing into it a little bit, but she's teensy and she looks super young. And then she's overly sexualized. So I get these weird pedophile vibes off of her whenever I see her. And it's like, I'm not even straight and I shouldn't even want some Ariana Grande, but I'm like, ugh, which I don't like. Kid, ugh, I don't even, ugh, no, I won't want sex with children. Is just straight up wrong, period. But two, I want them to look like they's grown. That's just how I roll. That's just how I roll. But apparently those comments sparked controversy over the fact that Williams seemed to be body shaming Grande. She wasn't body shaming her. She said she's teensy and she looks 12 and they overly sexualize her. So it's weird. I agree with her. So apparently she also went in a while back on Lil' Kim and people didn't like that. I'd be scared of Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim looks like she would get somebody to come beat your mother trucking ass, right? But apparently back in like 2013, she made fun of the rapper's face, which honestly, look, him looks straight up weird. Like, too much plastic surgery makes you look like fucking crazy person. Look at that Jocelyn Wildenstein cat woman. She used to be a very attractive blonde lady. And then now she is this crazy looking cat thing that don't make no damn sense. I don't kind of see how anybody can look in the mirror and think that that is attractive and move on with your day. I'd look in the mirror and be like, zoot lords, what the fuck have I done? But apparently she said on her, she said, do you want to talk about Lil' Kim and that face of hers? It's filled so tight now, Kim, it looks like a pin would just pop you, which is true. But then people came out of her like calling her a hating bitch and all of this. But it does. It's so full of, it looks like you poke it with a pin, you are going to get a freaking straight up face full of Lord knows how many collagen injections flying in your face. She also did it to the NeNe Leakes off of the Housewives of Atlanta, right? 2014, Williams criticized the reality star for defacing an expensive Hermes Birkin bag. NeNe had held no punches when it came to her response, writing an open letter in which she said, "What you need to do is stop spewing hate. When it comes to gossip, you are the lowest of the low." But NeNe, I have watched your program. You spew a lot of hate, girl. You try to spin it under this guise of like you're this really fun person and you're only speaking the truth, but you have spun plenty of hate yourself. So, hello, kettle. This here's pot. Just saying, NeNe. Just saying. Who else she got? Holly Robinson. She was on the 21 Jump Street. She's a little bit overly critical of people sometimes. It's Holly Robinson, if I remember right. But apparently she wasn't a big fan of Holly and Rodney Peet's reality show. At one point she said on there, she says, "Holly, Rodney, you know I love you, Peet. I tried, but I got to tell you something. There's no place on TV anywhere, it seems, for shows like this. Holly's got the cute kids with Rodney. They've been married forever, but I don't think people care." Like, honestly, what is so wrong with that? She's like saying, like, honestly, you got a perfect little life going on over here. Everything's great. But you know what? You're not interested. That's basically what she said. You're not interested. So if you get all upset about being not interested, maybe it's time to get interested. Just saying is all. Right? She went in on the Kim Zolciak Bierman, you know, that crazy one with the wig from the Housewives of Atlanta. Apparently she was on the Dance with the Stars. She said she was trying to gain sympathy when she had like some mini stroke, went in the hospital. Apparently Kim got all upset about that too, because she's like, "Heaven, how can you say that maybe I'm faking it when you're known as a reality television star, and reality television is a known place where people do a lot of faking of things, right? So maybe, just maybe, Kim, you might have been over-dramatizing something. I'm not saying you were, I'm not saying you weren't, but I'm just saying an outsider looking in should at least be allowed to question. I'm just saying is all. She went after Leanne Rimes, who I think is a great country music singer, but the bitch has done gone cuckoo bananas after since she married this Eddie Cibrian, who is fine, 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 and I don't blame her at all whatsoever. But it has detracted her from making good music. She used to make good songs, and now, like, the last couple of things I've heard have just been meh. She's got a great voice, but now here she's a crazy-ass drunk, so maybe that's got something to do with it, too. But, apparently, Wendy Williams called her out on her sloppy affair with Eddie Cibrian, which pretty much it was kind of a sloppy affair. You did a TV movie together over on Lifetime, and then the next thing you know, you're bumping uglies and he's leaving his wife for you. So, yeah, there's a little bit of sloppiness in that. Like, that's a valid observation there made by Miss Wendy Williams, right? That's just how that works. But apparently Rhymes got all kind of upset on Twitters, and she fired back with, "All I know is Wendy Williams done pissed my mama off. I don't want to be in her path to say, I reserved myself a place in hell. I'm incredibly disappointed. This doesn't make any damn sense, Leanne. We're going to try again. Okay. All I know is Wendy Williams done pissed my mama off. Yeah, because she basically called you out on national television saying that your affair was sloppy when it was straight up sloppy. And you were both married and you both cheated and you both did horrible things to end up with who you wanted to end up with. Just own what you did and move on. Be like, yeah, we probably could have handled that better and move on. But no, you got to get butt hurt. When you get butt hurt, people go make fun of you. A la right now on the Hollywood Hick program here on the Crab Diving Network, right? This is what I'm going to say. I don't want to be in her path to say, I've reserved myself a place in hell. I'm incredibly disappointed to see someone with that kind of platform use it for such negativity and could be so mean and judgmental about a situation they know nothing about. You cheated on your husband with a married man and who had two children already with somebody who was completely blindsided by this affair. That'd be that Brandy chick off of the Housewives of Beverly Hills. And that's just how it is. But apparently she goes, I don't like how it happened either. Said it a million times, but this is out of control. Yeah, your pussy got the best of you. And now you are on national television getting told like, hey, since you're a celebrity and you did some untoward nonsense, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to talk about it here on the Wendy Williams program. I'm just saying is all right. Well, ooh, Lord have mercy. I've been going on and on and on about Wendy Williams and all of her feuding and everything. And we is about out of time here on the Hollywood Hick program. Let's click on the smoking gun, seeing it's on the other website where I had something saved about somebody who's making us feel better about ourselves. That one decided that it just was going to shut down on a brother and not do much of anything at all whatsoever. So now we're left in this boat. Let's look over here and see what the fuck is going on, because they always got something on here for us to look at. Oh, you know you got to read something when it says this right here. We got to see what's going on here, because I'm be glad this ain't your kid. I'm just saying. But says here, let's see what's going on. I hope this is good. It says, boy 12 arrested after 7:30 a.m. car chase may have been drunk, Texas cops say. Yeah. I can safely say I did not do any of my drinking and carousing until at least the age of 13. So I got one up on this kid already, right? Story goes on and says, a 12-year-old Texas boy who led police on a car chase this morning before crashing the SUV he was driving into a utility pole may have been intoxicated, according to cops who arrested the child. Mm-hmm, you heard that right. Around 7:30 in the a.m., a patrolman spotted the suspect's vehicle weaving in and out of traffic on an Austin street. When the officer sought to pull over the car, the suspect continued driving. With the police in pursuit, the fleeing vehicle struck a car traveling in the opposite direction. While that head-on collision did not stop the suspect's flight, the driver subsequently hit a utility pole and rolled his car. Way to go, 12-year-old. Like, they're not going to give his name either because he's 12. I usually like making fun of their name, too. Dang. All right, goes on and says, it was at that point that police determined that the driver was a child. The boy, who was alone in the vehicle, suffered minor injuries and was transported to a nearby children's hospital for treatment. The minor, cops say, is facing several possible juvenile court charges, including driving while intoxicated, failing to stop and render aid, and evading police. Due to his age, the boy was not identified by police, who also declined to say who owned the SUV the child was driving. So, there you go. If your kid is 12, Cootie Brown drunk at 7:30 in the morning, taking off in your SUV, crashing into a pole and or other vehicles, you seriously need to assess your parenting skills, parents of this 12-year-old Texas boy who went on a freaking police chase at 12, drunk at 7:30 in the morning, looking like in the middle of the week. Like, what the fuck? That is fucking ridiculous. So, if you ain't feeling better about yourself because you ain't never drove a car drunk and crashed it and got yourself arrested at the young age of 12 years old, you is doing fine, fine, fine. I'm just saying is all. And that, y'all, is about all I got time for today on the Hollywood Hick. Thank you for listening. Let's all just start praying to Dolly that everything's going to be okay now that we have to say President Trump. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit, but we can possibly get through this if we just come together and just try to stay calm. Don't go fucking crazy and cause trouble. I'm just saying this out. But that does it for me, y'all. You've been listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick and the Facebook, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And that does it for me, mother truckers. I'm out of here. Doodle-land, doodle-land, doo, bitches. Bye-bye.
Just do that plain old Charleston swing when you.